The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer. Hey, you are up and you're Adam, and it's great that you're with us. We love having you with us. We have a great show for you today, despite the first hour. These guys, these knuckleheads, you know, they make me laugh. Because sometimes I'll talk on the air, like I'll talk to you now, and then they could talk to me in my headphone privately. They could go into their, they do a switch, something happens, I don't know how they do it technically, and they could, like, needle me while I'm talking to you. They do it. And then they try to make me laugh. We're like a junior high school on this show, I swear to God. Like a Frank doing an impression of a lizard.
High school, junior high, please.
Young. It was like I got Frank doing an impression of a call. Then Al starts in the other ear, and I'm trying to maintain because they know they could break me up so easily. Oh, I love these guys. But anyway, so what we do have some substance to the program, despite what you heard in the last hour. And we love maybe we'll talk about it. Matt Makowiak is going to join us. He is the president of Potomac Strategy Group, veteran Republican consultant, columnist for the Washington Times. We're going to talk about the Michael Cohen sentence, exactly what's going on, the search for the chief of staff, a possibility of a government shutdown, and this funding fight over the wall. Shelley Goldberg, we will take a break with Shelley. We love Shelley, and she'll tell you what you can do over the weekend. Very proud to tell you, I'm a staunch supporter of law enforcement. Make no apologies for that. And what the NYPD is doing, when I see the men and women on the streets of New York, and you walk around with what's happening in France, what's happening around the world, the attack upon us as American citizens just for being what? Oh, yeah, American citizens. James O'Neill is doing a stellar job as commissioner of the NYPD, and the commissioner is kind enough to join us, check in with us this morning, tell us what's going to be happening on the streets of New York and how the police of New York will keep us safe. Hey, Robert Spencer's with us, too. After what did go on in France, this guy's on a watch list. What the heck is he doing in France? What is he doing in France? Don't get me started. Robert Spencer's with us, director of Jihad Watch, author of the book, The History of Jihad, From Mohammed to ISIS. I am not going to, on this show, paint a broad stroke against any one religion. But if there is a cancer within a religion or within, like I owe the analogy I always use, just to be fair, is like in Italian Americans, when the mafia was rampant in New York, as an Italian American, you just say, hey, shut them down. But sometimes you couldn't say so. You're in a neighborhood and that was going on. You couldn't say anything because there would be retaliation. And I think that's what kind of happens in this regard concerning jihad. This guy that shot people in France in cold blood, you know, at that Christmas market in Strasbourg, you know, right on the border of Germany. He's a loser. He's another loser. You know why he's a loser? He was in gangs. He was had a criminal record. The losers. And then they go, I'll become radicalized. And they have no allegiance to any religion. They really don't. Any ideology. It's just they're thugs. They're criminals. They're cockroaches. And there's millions of them. That's the problem. How do you shut them down? And Robert Spencer will fill us in on all of that. So Dr. Jerome Corsi will join us. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is Silent No More. Please listen to this great title of this book from Dr. Corsi. Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Boom! There it is. Right there. And Dr. Corsi, brave enough, to come onto the program and chat about this Mueller probe and what he had to go through. and what might we see the end result of what's happening with Michael Cohen, how Michael Cohen had to, in my opinion, lie just so he could. Oh, you, if you tell us this, you'll be OK. All right. We'll excuse you of these crimes. If you tell us this, you do this. We're going to let you off the hook. Boom. They hand it off to the Southern District of New York. The Cohen still gets 3 years, 3 years in jail. For what? For flipping, for ratting like that? And like Frank said, you're right. Ratting is not the right terminology, but for lying to cover up his lies and to say things and to throw the president of the United States under the bus. How many millions of dollars do you think Cohen made off of President Trump, candidate Trump, or citizen Trump? And then they throws him under the bus to save himself. Well, he didn't save himself. They still gave him 3 years. So that's why you can't trust this Mueller situation at all. These are just, it's so unscrupulous the way it happens. Then as we go to the Holland Tunnel, this way I get into New York these days, you know, in Hunterdon County where I live, it's like kind of south. We're like 60 miles southwest of Manhattan, right? So you saw, so I could go right into the Holland Tunnel. And so they put decorations on the Holland Tunnel. Hey, look, any Christmas decoration I love. I have to tell you this. I don't care. I'm so sick of the anti-Christmas rhetoric. Are you too? Merry Christmas. And I tell people, Merry Christmas. We love you for whatever you are, whatever you celebrate. If you don't celebrate, I don't care. But I like to say Merry Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. And I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to say God bless America. We are one nation under God. Put the Christmas decorations up, baby. I'm all for that. But apparently they didn't put them up to the liking of many, many people in the Holland Tunnel. It's like on the top of the tunnel, they put a Christmas tree where it should have been over the A. They put it over an O, and it's a bit of a mishmash. So people, there's like a petition to take it down. Well, Corey Windelspeck, he is a Tribeca resident. Tribeca is not too far from the tunnel right there in Manhattan. He has launched an online petition to change the holiday decor so it's proper at the Holland Tunnel. And you know what? It's a kind of a good idea because they kind of just threw it up in a hodgepodge fashion. So we got a full show, 877-970-2999. The president has canceled the White House press Christmas party. Boom, you're out. You're out, Tom. You're out. Can we fix it up, Mr. President? For old time's sake, can't do it, Sally. So, boom, they're out. The press is out. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. My Twitter feed's been jumping on that regard because the press is how the press is. But like Frankie said, what do you do about the good press? What do you do about our friends? Friends of – or no, not friends. Objective reporters. There are objective reporters. There's about maybe two organizations that are objective these days, but I kind of do like the way the president handles that. I'll tell you what the problem is this. Did you know that First Lady Melania Trump landed in an Osprey? You know what that Osprey is? It's like a plane, a propeller plane, and then it kind of gears up. The propellers gear kind of, they put them up into a helicopter mode, and it could land like that. Do you know, look at this, Melania Trump spent part of Wednesday flying over areas of Virginia and the Atlantic Ocean in a V-22 Osprey, the plane I just described to you, becoming the first lady to do so. The Osprey is a massive military flight machine that can fly longer ranges like a plane while also having the ability to land and take off like a helicopter. So this was a maneuver that came in handy when Melania paid a visit to the USS George H.W. Bush. This was yesterday. This is a warship, so powered by two nuclear reactors. Did you see anything about that? There was a blip. There was a blip about that. And I'm thinking maybe the president saw this and that's why he canceled the party. Melania Trump, I have to tell you, I'm a huge fan. And I'm a fan because I met her before when Citizen Trump was Citizen Trump. I told you this before and I'm going to tell you 1,000 times again. Is that when we would go out, we'd go out to a charity years ago when Melania and Donald first started going out. And then we'd go to one nonprofit thing, they go another, and I was with Kimberly at the time, and I go in, and people would always say, oh, Kimberly's so beautiful. Then Melania would come in. She was so gracious, and her beauty, is, you know, you could see it as soon as she walks in the room, everybody stopped. I understand that, but that's just the surface. She is really a warm person. She's a smart person. I told you at the SNL thing a couple years ago, right, and I'm sitting there, and I'm with my girl. And then I looked and I caught Melania's eye and I waved like, hey, because we knew her. Like, hey, and Donald's talking to somebody else. She elbows Donald. I told you this before. Is that funny? Melania elbows Donald like, hey, look, it's Joe. And Donald waved, hey, Joe, how are you? I have affection for this couple. I really do. And I have respect and a great affection because I've seen them in when they were citizens. And now she's got the courage, and she's doing the children's hospital thing today, which is great. But she gets on a military, come on, the USS George H.W. Bush and lands on an Osprey. This is cool as First Lady. It was a bare blip. And this is the problem with the press. This is the problem. They should put it all aside, and they should let that. That should have been the lead story in the news last night. Me, when I come home, I'm rushing crazy day. Please, me with the kids, I'm running around. I am the Uber dad, running all around, having a great time with the kids. I want to make sure I see the children. I stop, I talk, I take the whole afternoon with the kids. I rush home, I check the whole news. I barely saw that story at all. It's a nice story. It's Christmas time. Inexcusable. And I don't blame the president for just saying, okay, we're going to cut out the Christmas party for the press. Because, I mean, they're not fair at all. And what's happening to Michael Cohen, Mama Mia, I'm watching it. We'll break that down with Matt. I'm a Goyak in just a moment, but my goodness gracious, what they did with this guy is inexcusable. And there's inside stuff that I hear that I, you know, because being in New York, when I saw in the Oval Office Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi, if you know New York and you've seen those, what's the dinner that they always go to, that John Catsimatidis always goes to, Frankie Five
Brothers?
The Al Smith dinner, and you see. Yeah, and of course, that you see Chuck, and you see Mayor Giuliani, and even Hillary. She became part of New York for better or for worse, you know. And you would see that, and you would see that everybody go back and forth, and they would needle each other, and Donald Trump. And so we've seen it. So everybody was so upset what went on in the Oval Office. We've seen it a hundred times. It's okay, you kind of let it go. But what they're doing with Michael Cohen is a scary situation. That is a scary situation. This guy, he is. They just, you know what? They lied to him that he probably thought he was going to get off Frankie Five Boroughs. He probably, Cohen, and I'm thinking this, that he probably thought he was going to get off. Okay, you're going to get off. And they shifted because what they found out, and I think Mueller did the one right thing he did is if he found something wrong, it goes to the Southern District of New York. And that would be the under the jurisdiction of what Cohen's crimes. But they didn't give him any leeway at all. And I thought maybe the judge was going to just say, look, you ratted, or it's not ratting, but you talked, so we're going to let you off. But they is this a harbinger of things to come, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Well, a very interesting question. I hope so, because people have got to know that if they commit crimes, they've got to do more than just name a high-profile collaborator in these crimes, and they're going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Hopefully this puts an end to this. Now, I have no faith that it will. This, I believe, will be a complete aberration. I think this will, you know, this is really an attempt to get Cohen to try to give up even more information so that they can retroactively try to undo this aspect of a sentence. I can't stress enough, Joe, how unusual this is for somebody that's cooperating fully with the federal government to be given this degree of prison time for nonviolent crimes. It is so bizarre. It is so peculiar.
And what was the judge thinking, do you think?
He went with basically the prosecutor's recommendations. It's the unusual aspect of this is once the prosecutors, once you decide to cooperate fully with the federal government, then the most important lawyers to you are not your own lawyers. They're the lawyers in the prosecutor's office because they hold the keys to the kingdom. They write you this 5K1 letter where they outline to the judge, your sentencing judge, all your crimes and everything that you've done to help the government. And the magic words are substantial assistance. If you've provided substantial assistance to the government in carrying out investigations, then usually they recommend time served or no prison time or probation. That's what they did with General Flynn. General Flynn provided substantial assistance. They recommended no prison time. That's usually how these things work. What's unusual about the Cohen situation is that even though, the Southern District prosecutors aren't accusing Cohen of lying, even though they're not saying he didn't provide substantial assistance,
right.
They're saying his crimes were so great that he still deserves prison time. I don't know of any high-profile cooperator that's ever been whacked like this.
Yeah, it is. It's scary. It's just scary. And we'll be talking to Matt McCowiak about that as well. Shelley Goldberg will join us, Commissioner O'Neill, Robert Spencer, Dr. Jerome Corsi. And I just like saying Corey Windelspect. He's the guy that wants
that's
to
change. That's why we booked him. Just because of his name.
I can say that. But it's scary. But we're here to make sense of it. Let me grab Stu real quick. Appreciate your phone calls. Before we go to break, Stu, what's on your mind this morning? And a good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Real quick, I wasn't going to say this, but the Osprey, the V-22, is a tilt rotor. And I had so many accidents initially that it was almost rejected. But I really want to give you a food tip for the holidays.
Uh-oh.
When a lot of people are going to be serving Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
They should always remember to put it on a shiny hubcap. And the reason for that is there's no place like home for the holidays.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. That was a long way to get to that joke. Thank you very much. But it was clean, and we appreciate it and appropriate. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you. Deb, you're going to the Christmas party. I'll give you a hug. You going to go there? You going to
Yes, and I'll get there early if you're going there early. Yes.
Just a hug. Just a Debbie Duhame hug. That's all I need, girl.
I want to make sure they see you. You're going to be there at 5, right?
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to get out of town. I mean, get me to the chopper. I have to get the chopper.
Yeah, you definitely need the chopper without a doubt on Tuesday. It's going to be
Lordy,
Lordy.
Hey, traffic-wise right now, it's heating up already 20 minutes after 7. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, it's a gridlock alert day here in the city, so do allow a lot of extra travel time. You may want to use mass transit. Let's go to the inbound GWB. That's 30. Lincoln 40, Holland about 40. Southbound New York State Thruway slowing down into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Northbound New York State Thruway, exit 14 in Spring Valley. An accident blocking two lanes. It's a disabled truck at the Throgs Neck Bridge heading into Queens to watch out for. And the Deegan North at 179th, an accident there to deal with as well. Garden State Parkway North at 139, watch for a collision. It's still kind of busy on 78 East, exit 17 with a crash. And still a lot of traffic on the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward the Prospect with an accident in the process of clearing. Delays go back down toward the Verrazano. New Jersey Transit, 5 canceled trains for today. Looks like showers today, high of 41. Clouds tomorrow, high going up to 51 degrees. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Buck Business Network, Apple is planning to build a new campus in Austin, Texas. The Wall Street Journal says the site is near its existing operation there. Apple also will open new offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California. Apple will add 5,000 jobs in Austin, 1,000 at the Seattle and two California sites, and hundreds of jobs in Pittsburgh, New York, Boulder, Colorado, Boston, and Portland, Oregon. China-based music streaming service Tencent Music Entertainment launched a successful IPO on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, priced at $13 a share and closing at $14. A federal judge is likely to keep CVS from merging with Aetna, even though the companies have already ended their deal. The New York Post says the judge refused to approve the deal earlier this month. The Dow was up 157 yesterday, NASDAQ up 66, S&P up 14. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you. You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, there is a revolution, and it's taking place in hand sanitization. It's called Durasan. I hold it in my hand, Durasan. I love my Durasan. All hand sanitization products are alcohol-based, and their effectiveness is done in 10 seconds. Plus, it dries out the skin, destroys essential oils. Durasan is a water-based product that lasts up to 24 hours. I've been telling you about this. You're going to love it. And it reduces growth of major pathogens like MRSA. Ugh. E. coli, my salmonella. Oh, I'm a germaphobe. I get totally freaked out by all of this. But when I spray on my Durasan, man, I'm telling you, yesterday I was around, met a lot of people shaking hands, everybody shaking hands and everything. I keep that little credit card of Durasan. It's got an AM970 kind of a logo on it, right, with my picture on it. I take it out, I spray it on my hands. It's better than anything you can use. It's approved by the FDA. All safe for the environment. Joe Giovanello is the inventor of Durasan. And Durasan sold now in hospitals, schools, casinos, stadiums, houses of worship, many other public facilities. Now it's available to you. Durasan.com. You got to check out Durasan.com. 20% off you'll get if you mention the Joe Piscopo Show. And don't forget, the hand sanitizer from Durasan comes in bottles, wipes, and pocket sprays, and antimicrobial soap. You can get all of that at Durasan.com or 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726, Durasan.com, 844-DURASAN. 5% of sales will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. It is 728 right now. Matt McCowiak is the president of Potomac Strategy Group, veteran Republican consultant, a columnist for The Washington Times. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Matt. Great to have you on the show again. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, man, what's going on now? Over the last few days, every hour, CNN and MSNBC have both, they've had pundits and legal analysts talk about how the Cohen plea spells trouble for President Trump, including possible indictment of impeachment. I'm not buying any of this. How do you see it, Matt?
Yeah, look, we don't know what they know, right? We don't have full picture of all the information. It's obviously not a good thing that people around the president are cooperating in various investigations. It's not a good thing that his personal lawyer for a long time was just sentenced to 3 years in jail. I do think that it's interesting that, the special counsel inquiry was initially, you know, set up to look at whether Russia meddled in our election and whether anyone coordinated with them or colluded with them to do that. And now you don't really hear much talk about that anymore. Now it's about campaign finance violations. So they're sort of changing the focus. You know, I think there is a big question, will there be additional indictments? Will Mueller or the Southern District of New York seek additional indictments? Who will be indicted and what will happen from that? I'm not at the point yet where I think, you know, Trump is you know, personally facing indictment, personally facing a serious threat. But we don't know what information they have. We don't know, you know, what else will be revealed. You know, I was thinking for some time, Joe, that this was the Mueller report would be issued before the end of the year. I do think it's winding down, but I don't know that it's imminent. I think that he still has some things he wants to do, and these things go on and on and on.
But see, we're not. They think we're dumb. I think, Matt, and correct me if I'm wrong here, sir, because you know this is what you do, and we appreciate. But they think we're dumb. They go in for the. And your point is so well taken. The Russia collusion, and then they say, "Oh, he paid off this. He paid off that. It's a campaign." None of that was true. None of it was true. They manufacture it, and not only that, then they hand it off to the Southern District of New York, and now this guy gets thrown in jail. And you know, and Matt, correct me if I'm wrong. They told Cohen, "Oh, yeah, if you cooperate, you'll be fine. You'll be fine." You know, they said that to this guy. They threw him in jail anyway, man.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why it's a little concerning is obviously the more people that are cooperating, you only get leniency and you only get, you know, these kind of deals if you're providing valuable information, and generally they go, you know, they work from the bottom up and they try get bigger names. So look, this is a reminder of again why special counsels are such a bad idea, in the sense that they have unlimited budget, unlimited scope, unlimited time, and they basically just get created, and the person that's in the role feels like they have to sort of justify their existence, and so they go on and on. They go into all different kinds of areas. I don't know that anyone could survive this sort of, you know, investigatory proctological exam that the special counsel is putting forward. That said, I'm also of the view that I want to see what he finds. I want to read the report. I want to see the facts. I think it's good for the country that we're all going to be able to see that at some point. I just think that this thing needs to come to an end. You know, it's going on and on and on.
Yeah.
People racking up massive legal bills. It's not, you know, it's gone on far too long at this point, I think.
People like General Flynn having to sell their homes, for crying out loud, to defend themselves as American citizens. And now this, a federal judge has ordered special counsel Robert Mueller, reading from Fox News, Matt, this is an interesting story, to hand over. The judge wants Mueller to hand over documents after former Donald Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn's legal team claimed he was pressured into talking to the FBI without having a lawyer present. You've heard this. This is a big story. Give us your take on that, if you would, Matt.
Yeah, the Flynn thing is very interesting, and there's a fascinating editorial in the Wall Street Journal this morning headlined "The Flynn Entrapment." There are questions about whether he was advised that he could have a lawyer present. There are questions about the timing in terms of the information he provided to prosecutors, and at what point they believe or they claim that he lied to them, which was quite a bit later. So, you know, there's so much about this story, Joe, that's very hard to follow, right? You have Manafort, you have Cohen, you have Flynn, you have Mueller, you have the Southern District. I mean, even if you pay close attention, it's really hard to keep all these things straight, particularly when you consider that we all, you know, the public has a very limited view into what's really happening. It's being done through these, you know, documents, these filings, basically, that are coming, you know, to courts from time to time. So, look, I don't think we've heard the end of the Flynn story here. And the more you learn, the more concerning it is. We'll have to see exactly what else we learn. But it seems to me there may be some very serious questions and some reason for doubt about the prosecution of Michael Flynn.
Yeah, man. Matt in Washington, Matt Mikowiak with Joe Piscopo, president of Potomac Strategy Group. Matt, what's the feeling in Washington? Because around the rest of the world, we're scared as American citizens, man. We're scared. This could happen to you. It could happen to me. They could be the DOJ. I got Dr. Corsi on the show at 9 o'clock hour, man. You know the DOJ. Roger Stone comes on all the time. They're listening, man. You know they're listening. It's scary because they could create anything. They could make any bogus charge, and they could take us down, brother. Do they understand that in Washington, D.C., how scared we are as American citizens?
Well, I think what's important is, you know, we have the rule of law. in this country. You know, this is a law and order nation. But you have your protections. The Constitution protects citizens. We have protections that are constitutional, that are foundational. Mm-hmm. That's what's a little bit concerning about this situation, is you kind of have one person going in any direction he wants with very few to no limitations. That is unusual. I mean, there's one of the big questions here, Joe, is going to be, does Mueller seek an indictment of the president over a campaign finance violation? Campaign finance violations are overwhelmingly handled as civil matters, right, where there are fines.
Yes, sir.
Fines used, not criminal penalties. And when they look to try to do a criminal penalty against John Edwards for a story that was kind of similar to this, although it was actually worse, that didn't hold up, and it wasn't successful. So I do think a lot of people probably are looking at this wondering, you know, is Donald Trump being treated fairly here? Is he being singled out because of who he is, because of his views, because of his statements? Is he being sort of punished because he's president in a strange way? I think a lot of people are wondering about that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Matt, before we let you go, love having you on the show, man, and really appreciate your take on everything. How far apart are the president and Democrats on funding for the wall? Was that just kind of a ruse and a show in the Oval Office the other day? Are they closer than we think?
That's a great question. I actually don't think they're all that far apart. You got to remember, the president's been able to get $1.6 billion each of the last 2 years to build the border wall. Mm-hmm. But so it's not like he's got nothing. It's just he knows that it's going to cost probably $15, $20, $25 billion. And if he does $1.6 billion a year, he'd have to be president for 20 years to get it built. So he wants to use this opportunity to get a bigger chunk. And so the House is going to consider, I think, early next week, $5 billion. So they're basically between $5 and $1.6 billion. They could cut that in half if they wanted. The question is whether Democrats want a deal or whether they want the government to shut down. And Trump's already sort of said he'll take responsibility for it. He wants to fight over this. Yeah, the problem is he doesn't have a lot of leverage because Democrats take over January 3rd. They'll pass a clean funding bill, probably with almost no money to the border wall. And then what does Trump do? Because he's not dealing with Republican-controlled House. So they've got to probably get a deal here in the next 7 days or so, or you're going to have about a quarter of the government shut down probably for a couple weeks, but then I suspect it'll reopen.
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
It's going to be up to him. You know, one of the things he's talked about is that he doesn't necessarily need appropriation from Congress to build the wall, that the military could potentially do it. I don't know the legality of that. But he may be looking at that as a backup option. A shutdown helps nobody. Nobody wants a shutdown. It's not a good thing. It's disruptive to government, to government services. And to do that at Christmas is not an ideal time to be doing that anyway. So I hope they walk back, but I also hope they get a deal.
Okay.
That would be what would be in the national interest.
Matt Mikowiak, president of Potomac Strategy Group, veteran Republican consultant, columnist for The Washington Times. You can Google Matt. Hey, Matt, great having you on the show. Merry Christmas, my friend, and please come back soon, okay?
I'd be delighted. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Piscopo in the Morning, 7:37. Shelley Goldberg is going to join us. Shelley Goldberg is going to tell you where you can go on the weekend. Great chat with Matt. A lot going on. We're just trying to make sense of it all. You know, we're just trying to make sense of it all. And you're welcome to join in on the fray this morning, 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by. The svelte, the studly,
fat.
The man that he is.
Fat.
He's not fat. Don't say that. I was so politically correct.
Fact.
Please, we're going to get complaints now for being politically correct.
Why would we get complaints about something that's true?
You're not supposed to say fat. That is
husky.
Out of the vernacular of the
large.
English language, Albert.
Enormous.
No, what did Debbie say? Husky.
No, I said husky.
He said husky. Husky's good. Husky. All right, the big Al. Big Al. Big Al has the headline news, live and local, on AM 970, The Answer. Take it away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The FDNY has just briefed news reporters about a 5-alarm fire that ripped through a row of stores in Sunnyside, Queens this morning. Fire officials now say 12 people, including 7 firefighters, hurt in the Queens Boulevard fire. But says none of those injuries are life-threatening. People were hurt when one of the buildings collapsed, causing a backdraft situation. The initial call came in around 2:15 this morning with 200 firefighters eventually responding and still on the scene, putting out hotspots. 6 stories destroyed. Others were heavily damaged upstairs. Tenants were evacuated. New Jersey lawmakers are set to meet for a negotiating session concerning the legalization of marijuana for recreational use. Members of the State Assembly and Senate will convene in Trenton today in an attempt to hammer out differences between the legislature and Governor Murphy. The bill currently being considered would legalize weed for adults over the age of 21, place a 12% tax on the product. Governor Murphy has said he wants pot legal for adults by the end of the year. However, the debate appears likely to continue into 2019 with a full state legislator vote still needed. In sports, Knicks rallied from 19 down in the second quarter, only to lose 113-106 to the Cavaliers. Spencer Dinwiddie knocked down a career-high 39 points as the Nets stunned the 76ers, 127-124. Brooklyn has won three straight. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. I said Hardy, by the way. Let's see what's happening right now on Queens Boulevard. You mentioned the fire department activity over in Sunnyside, Queens. Queens Boulevard remains closed in the 40s, and again, it's all due to this ongoing fire department activity. It's busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound 440 out through the Verrazano. Still a tough ride eastbound Gowanus up by the Prospect with an accident there. Problems on the Deegan northbound at 179th with a collision, and the Throgs Neck Bridge getting into Queens. Looks like a disabled truck. It's still kind of busy this morning inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 45, Holland about 35, 78 eastbound exit 17, a crash, 80 east exit 57, getting out toward Patterson, a collision there. And over on 202, some slowdowns. It's 202, 206, getting up toward 287 with an accident there as well. Northbound Thruway exit 14, a crash. Rain today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors, this is the perfect gift. If I've told you once, I'll tell you a thousand times. I love Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com. Use the code Piscopo. I'm going to tell you the deal that you could get. Forget about it. I love it, man. I'll tell you, with Harry's, I could shave. I keep telling you, I shave the afternoon before I got like an appearance or something, or we go on TV here. You know, when we're on television, on the radio, you know, on YouTube and Facebook, I could shave the afternoon, boom, and the shave lasts because of those great blades that Jeff and Andy came up with. This is great. Plus, it's a great Christmas present. This is a great holiday gift. Let me tell you about Harry, the gift, what you get from Harrys.com. If you put the code Piscopo in, this is an offer for new and returning customers, and it's only available for the holidays, okay? Because we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including the limited edition holiday sets. When you go to Harrys.com and you enter that code Piscopo, you get that ergonomic weighted handle, an option to engrave the handle, German engineered five blade cartridges, foaming shave gel, beautiful rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, that handsome holiday gift box. You don't have to wrap it. It is so cool looking. And you just want something for yourself? Redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Shipping cutoffs end this week. Okay, you gotta move now. Please go to Harry's.com. Enter the code Piscopo. Right now, you get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. That's Harry's.com, code Piscopo.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny, they're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved one happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Shelley Goldberg is standing by. Time to talk about our good friends, if I can, over at our favorite restaurant, Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Ostrand, right there in Brooklyn. On top of everything else that they do, we want to let you know about their one-of-a-kind gift boxes. These gift boxes from Michael's of Brooklyn are great. They're great. And you know how great Michael's is? One of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America, according to the Food Network. Now you can get a Michael's of Brooklyn gift box. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com because it's got pasta in it. It's got the sauce that you get right there at the restaurant in the gift box. And, you know, that sauce is spectacular, made with all natural ingredients, imported Italian tomatoes, pure imported olive oil, hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, and onion. Ah, Michael's of Brooklyn. And all of their sauces are certified gluten-free, certified non-GMO. The product is as healthy as it is flavorful, right? And when you add a tray or two of Michael's of Brooklyn delicious cookies, you're going to have a holiday gift that is truly worth celebrating. Order yours today and savor the tastes of Italy. Head to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can call Fred. You can call Johnny right there, 718-998-7851. You know, Fred answers the phone. I'm telling you, Johnny, too. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios. It's Where to Go, Joe, sponsored by National Geographic Encounter, a thrilling digital immersive experience and an extraordinary underwater destination. Groundbreaking technology and photorealistic animation will put you up close and personal with sea lions, squid, sharks, and more. 226 West 44th Street, natgeoencounter.com.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Here's Bob Goulet. We love Bob Goulet. 7:45 with Joe Piscopo. Shelly, welcome to the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How could I not be happy? Big Husky Al is playing my favorite guy in the world.
I know. He won't stop.
Robert Goulet. Keep going. I love
he
it.
He won't stop. See? Yeah, I know.
How could not be happy?
Shelly, there's so much happening in the city. And how do you choose? What's the best thing
do
to
do?
Do
a little bit of everything. So, because I love this music, I love Robert Goulet. Thank you, thank you,
look
thank
at you,
you, Al.
Look at you.
And you want to hear more of this? I'm sending you over to a place that means something to you. It's Carnegie Hall, where you first heard Sinatra, Joe.
Yeah, that's great.
And
man,
it's the New York Pops, December 21st, 22nd. Under the Mistletoe concert, they'll be playing all those songs, full orchestra, full chorus, and Ashley Brown, who was the original Mary Poppins, should be fabulous.
We should go. We should dress up as Robert Goulet, Joe. It'd be great.
That's very sweet. I like that. All right. Now
maybe I should do a one-man show.
You do Joe skinny Piscopo Robert Goulet. I'll Robert do Goulet. Fat Robert Goulet. Oh, no, that's Elvis. I'm sorry.
Right, so. Joe Piscopo is Robert Goulet. A one-man show. Everything all Goulet all the time. Hey, so what else we got? What is this?
Well, I loved Oz Perlman was here. Frank brought him
the
in.
The best.
And I want to, you know, you could have gotten in trouble as he was looking through your contact list. I mean, I was holding my breath, right? You didn't know what he was going to come up with. So for more magic, for jaw-dropping technology and all kinds of illusions, I'm sending you over to the Marquee Theater for The Illusionists. It's the magic of the holidays. There are five drop-dead fabulous performers, but there's also a woman, Chloe the Sorceress.
Oh,
she's
heard
quite
about
sexy.
She could cast the spell on you.
That's Joe. Right. And there's a lot of interaction with the audience. So, Joe, you know, you could levitate, you could disappear, reappear. We don't know what's going to happen. But
checkbook could disappear. Never know. You know, something could happen.
Speaking of checkbooks, there's a wonderful place. Al, you told me you actually knew about this. Good Riddance Day.
Yes, Good Riddance Day. They do it in Times Square, right?
Yep,
I think. And
yep.
you basically what you do is you take whatever it is that you want to get rid of for the year.
Alimony
you write it
payments.
Down on a piece of paper. Alimony
like
payments.
Your husband? You could bring your husband over there?
Well, I think they goodbye. Don't condone that. But
is it
you know.
One day? One day, Shelly?
Yeah.
It's one day, and they have a huge shredder and a huge hammer. Oh. What do you call it?
A sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer. And you bring pictures of your exes. You bring bills.
They could have bought Khashoggi over there.
Oh.
Credit card. Wow. So what would you bring, Joe? What are you bringing?
That's
yeah,
terrible.
I'm so sorry.
You're talking about me. Wow.
I am so sorry. That's what the Saudis
Where are we going? Good riddance Khashoggi day. Come on.
Good riddance day.
Let's go.
Hey, take this guy. Well, please, move on. We got to move on. No.
We have
so sorry. I have to apologize for that. That was bad taste.
Okay, but what would you bring? Seriously, would you bring some credit cards, a picture of an ex-girlfriend? What would you bring?
Good riddance day? No, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm pretty happy with everything I have. My confusing, chaotic life. I like chaos, you know? So I don't know.
Maybe your steak.
Anybody.
Kevin
steak
would bring Joe's steak.
Yeah. Good riddance.
He would take one bite
butter.
Of it.
and then send it back.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, last year we talked about the nostalgia trains.
Yes.
And they're coming back again. Hmm. 1930 trains, you can catch them on 2nd Avenue at the F station. And you're going to see the rattan wicker seats, the vintage advertising, the ceiling fans, the incandescent lights. It's running on Sundays now through December 31st.
That's pretty cool.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I would.
Okay, that's something we all should do. We should just, it's a trip back in time, literally a trip back in time. Alvin Ailey, fabulous, their 60th anniversary, City Center, a great place for you to take your daughter, Joe, now through December 30th. And there's, you know, their signature piece, Revelations, which is gospel inspired. It's very uplifting.
Oh,
it's a
great
place to go. All right. I think breakfast with Santa would be something that you we'd all enjoy.
I can't sit on his lap, but yeah, I think.
Rock Center. I think Santa actually ice skates. I think he gets up and ice skates. But what he does is he and the elves come to your table.
Ah.
So if you were going to interview Santa, Joe, what would you ask him?
Yeah. I don't know. What am I going to ask him? I don't know. So wait a minute. Does Santa go to table to table?
Table to table.
Where is it? In the restaurants surrounding Rockefeller?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, that's kind of fun. The Sea Grill, right? The Sea Grill.
Yeah.
It's the 14th through the 24th.
You and Charlie.
Breakfast with Santa, and it includes skate rental. You see a view of the skating, you know, at Rock Center.
Yeah, right.
Elves come over with Santa, and he sits, he table hops. You get pictures, but you get a chance to actually ask him questions. And he asks you questions like, have you been naughty or nice?
Yeah. Where are you from, Santa? I always like to talk to the Santa in the regular voice. That's what I always do. When the kid, like Charlie's not around, right. I took Charlie to the mall to do, hey, where are you from? How you doing? Hey, Joe, how you doing? I'm a big fan. It's like that. It's hysterical. It's just hysterical.
You know? All right, well, you'll have your chance if you go breakfast with Santa. I think there's a new interactive, immersive, theatrical adventure called Pip's Island. Mm. It's coming to New York early 2019. The tickets are going to start selling this week. And it's a little bit like wandering inside a video game or a pinball machine.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a little bit Disney. It's going to be right in the middle of Times Square. So Pip's Island, the goal is to save Pip's Island. You do it with your child. You wander through these incredible adventures, and it's completely interactive. So those are my suggestions. And you might also want to hear a reading of A Christmas Carol. Joe, if you had to pick who you were going to be in A Christmas Carol, there's going to be a free reading at Housing Works this weekend. Yeah. Who would you be? The Ghost of Christmas Past?
I don't want to be rude, but I have really no interest in that.
No, okay. All right, well, we'll send you to breakfast with Santa then.
I have no interest in that at all. The Christmas Carol, Scrooge would be a fun character to play. Hey, Shelly, but before we let you go, Shelly, so the sponsor of the segment here, that sounds great. What is that now, that whole thing?
Oh, the ocean experience.
Yeah,
oh, my
gosh.
The National Geographic.
So that sounds great.
When he's taking his week and a half off between Christmas and New Year,
4 days.
He's coming into Manhattan just to go to that. He's not coming to work.
Shelly, tell us about that quickly before we get out of here. What is that now exactly?
It's an immersive experience in the ocean. The kind of like, it's almost like you're touching the sea lions and dolphins and stuff without ever getting in the water. It's a whole interactive experience.
Where is it?
44th and Times Square. Very cool. Heart of Times Square.
Right. You put on 3D glasses and you're going to see sharks up close and personal. You're going to see fish on the floor.
See, that sounds like fun.
All around your
feet. And you don't get wet. That's the best part.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's an amazing use of technology.
And there's no weight limit, too, which is great.
I know. By the way, talk about Santa. See, Al can play Santa.
That's what I'm afraid to go see Santa because he might say, listen, next year I might not do it. You want to flip
it? I need a little help. Shelly, thank you. Where'd he go with Shelly Goldberg? 752 Piscopo on the radio, and Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Shelley. Let's see what's happening here over on 202, 206, getting up toward 287. Watch for an accident here. It's busy on Route 1 southbound, right at Route 18. It's an accident with a downed utility pole to deal with. Inbound GWB 40. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 45. Holland about 45 as well. 78 eastbound, getting it into exit 17, a crash there. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the Deegan North at 179th, an accident blocking one lane. It is a gridlock alert day today. Please allow extra travel time. Queens Boulevard still closed out through Sunnyside with ongoing fire department activity. Staten Island Expressway eastbound still jammed up out through the Verrazano Bridge. And the Northern State westbound at Roslyn Road, they're cleaning up a crash there. Northbound New York State Thruway and Spring Valley by exit 14. An accident just cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Army. 14 years of frustration come to an end.
Navy.
He missed it to the left. Army has won the ball game.
It's America's game on the Army Sports Network.
Here we go.
Hopkins keeps it, runs left, cuts back to the five, heads to the end zone, touchdown, Army! The Black Knights are on the board. Army strikes first in the Army-Navy game. Brings a pass near side, well on overthrow. Tight formation, a quarterback sneak, Kelvin Hopkins in for the touchdown! And the celebration, a minute 28 away for the third straight year. Army defeats Navy, Commander-in-Chief's Trophy champions for the second straight season. The Black Knights will own the streets of Philadelphia once again. Army defeats Navy, 17-10.
The Black Knights play here.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, M&Ms are 2 for $6 and photo cards are 30% off online. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
The staff at AM 970 The Answer would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Years.
Hi, this is Peter, the business manager at Salem Media of New York, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Yuri Subrukov, producer here at Salem, New York. I want to wish you all a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
From AM 970 The Answer.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Very, very nice from our wonderful staff. 7:56 with Joe on the radio. Are you, I swear to goodness gracious, I'm reading here. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. It says Joe Piscopo commercial right here on my copy. It's P-I-S-C-A-P-O. They can't even pronounce the name correctly at the station. I love that. Yeah, but Joe Piscopo. That's what, see, they were listening to George H.W. Bush. Hey, are you or your parents' assets protected from a nursing home bills? Did you know that the bills can exceed $15,000 a month? You know, people work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement, to leave their hard-earned dollars to loved ones or charities of their choice. I'm going through all of this now. You don't know who could get the money. You know what? Who has access to your money? That's what's scary, because once, if you don't set it up, anybody could come, and you have everybody coming nipping at your, if not you, then the children that you want to take care of. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets with Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free initial consultation with Connors and Sullivan today. You can discuss your issues and your concerns, all right? They're in Brooklyn, they're in Manhattan, in Queens, on Staten Island. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Or you can also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt, all right? Call Connors and Sullivan today. Go to, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. John is with us. John, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, man. Sitting in for Joe Lundberg. How are we doing weather-wise? Is it warming up? Joe said it was going to warm up today, yes?
We'll get a little milder this afternoon, getting up to around 40. But in the meantime, we're near freezing this morning. We actually have some flurries and light snow showers that will move through over the next few hours. So watch out for some slippery roads and sidewalks later on this morning. Then a rain or snow shower around this afternoon, the high near 40. And then a little rain and drizzle tonight. Temperatures will hold steady tonight in the middle and upper 30s.
All right. Well done, John. Thank you so much. In for Joe Lundberg, 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Commissioner James O'Neill, Commissioner of the Stellar NYPD, will join us in the next hour. Do not go away. Jerome Corsi, Robert Spencer as well. Piscopo in the Morning, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA has approved a $17 billion budget. However, it postponed a decision on how much to increase fares and tolls. The board won't vote on that until next month. One proposal under consideration calls for fares and tolls to double. The Gemini meteor shower will hit its peak this evening. Stargazers may be able to see between 15 to 120 meteors per hour, looking like a flurry of shooting stars. Most of the best viewing weather will be in the central United States, as the east and the northwest should mostly see cloudy skies. In sports, Knicks lost to the Cavaliers 113-106 in Cleveland, while the Nets, they beat the 76ers in Philadelphia 127-124. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.